2 Chronicles, chapter 14, verses 7 to 8. We now come to Asa, showing true spiritual sense. 2 Chronicles, chapter 14, verses 7 to 8. This is what Asa said. "Let us build up these towns," he said to Judah, "and put walls around them, with towers, gates, and bars. The land is still ours, because we have sought the Lord our God. We sought him, and he has given us rest on every side." So they built and prospered. Asa had an army of 300,000 men from Judah, equipped with large shields and with spears, and 280,000 from Benjamin, armed with small shields and with bows. All these were brave fighting men. 2 Chronicles 14, 7-8. Of course, we're in the days of the Old Covenant. And of course, we're dealing with Israel, rather Judah here. We're dealing with Israel, Judah, in the days of the Old Covenant. So we're talking about the nation, and we're talking about war, we're talking about weapons. But there are spiritual principles here which we can and we must bring over into the days of the New Covenant. I'm saying we, I address you, brother and sister in Christ. There are principles here for the New Covenant which we can learn and try to apply to our lives as we should. There are also lessons for the unbeliever, as I will try and show. So what do we have here? Well, as I say, it's Asa's spiritual sense. The land is ours, yes, and he knows why. Because we have sought the Lord our God. We sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. In the days of the Old Covenant, obedience brought blessing in this way, material benefit and blessing. And Asa can see the hand of God in this. He knows that seeking the Lord, trusting the Lord is the right way, and God has blessed and honored his word. And the Lord has favored Judah because of Asa's spirituality. We must be careful in applying such principles in the New Covenant. I've written on it the way to apply these promises. The prosperity gospel people think that if you put penny in slot, out comes a bar of chocolate. It's not so. But in the days of the Old Covenant, material benefit followed spiritual obedience. So what is a principle for us here? Well, what did Asa do? He built up the towns. He didn't lie back and say, "Oh, well, God is with us, so we're okay," and just put his slippers on, put his feet up, and forget all about it. There's nothing passive here. But he's not all active either. He knows it's trusting the Lord and seeking him and obedience to him. It's the old, old story. It's not let go and let God. It's Philippians 2, 12 to 13. We have to work out because God has worked in. It's as the old hymn says, when we trust and obey. It's not just trust in the Christian life. What do I mean by that? Oh, well, God will look after me. And you just lie back. Of course there is trust. It's not just obedience. What does that mean? It's not just I must do the will of God, the commands of God, the law of Christ I must obey. Of course we have. But it's both. It's trust and obey. We trust and obey. We obey because we trust. We carry out our obedience in trust in God. I hope I'm making myself clear. Of course it's trust. Of course it's obedience. But it's not alone. It's together. It's trust and obey. You see, Asa is making hay while the sun shines. He knows there's enemies about. He's not sitting back. He's strengthening his cities. He's building walls. He's equipping his army. He's building up his defenses. He's making hay while the sun shines. He's taking the time. He's using the opportunity, the rest that God has given them, to take precautions. He's on the alert. You see, he's understanding his responsibility, but he's going by faith and in a spiritual way in obedience to God. Don't you see, believer, this is the way of it. It's not the penny in the slot Christianity. It's not lie back and let God. It's not some mystical passive way, but it's not mere doing either. All preparations without God is useless. But simply lying back and saying, God will look after me, is not the Christian way. God uses means, and he uses men, and he uses their effort. Look at William Carey. The gospel is worthy of all acceptation, he said. Well, then I'll go. Expect great things from God and attempt great things for God. He went out by faith, and he's not alone. How many brothers and sisters have gone out to serve Christ, going by faith, in weakness, in fear, and trembling? Even Paul said that. I come to you, he said at Corinth, in weakness, fear, trembling, but I come in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. But we have to be active. I said there's a lesson for the unbeliever too, and so there is. You see, my friend, only God can give grace. Only God can give the new heart. Only God can bring sinners to real saving faith and true repentance. But you have the responsibility. You have the duty. You are called upon by God to repent of your sin and turn to Christ in saving trust. So call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Yes, the glory, the power, the grace is all of God, but the duty, the responsibility is yours. You must believe. You must repent. God does not do the repenting and the believing for you. Well, that's what I learned from Asa here. He has a time of peace because God has honored him and kept his word and blessed him because of his trust in the Lord. We have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. But he uses the time fully, keeping fully awake, alert to all the issues, trusting in God and keeping his powder dry. That's what Cromwell said. Trust in God, my boys, and keep your powder dry. In other words, look to God, but do your duty. And that's what Asa is saying to me this morning, brother and sister. And to you, unbeliever, trust in God. God has the grace and the power, but we have our responsibility. So may we be men and women who carry out our responsibility, but looking to the Lord to bless us and use us and give him all the praise. Oh God, may we not simply trust and then do nothing. May we not obey, as it were, without trusting, but may we be men and women who really trust and obey. Trust you and your word and your Spirit and your power and your grace, and carry out our duty to the glory of your name. And may you receive the praise and the blessing be ours and others through us, for Christ's sake. Amen.